listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Drake Supermarket has denied rumours that it's coming to the Limestone Coast. A spokesperson has told the Border Watch newspaper there are no immediate plans to open nor acquire any stores in Mount Gambier. It comes following speculation within the Blue Lake City that a local store will soon be opening. Businesses, non-profit groups and state government figures have all converged on Mount Gambier today as they take part in a disaster resilience summit. Among those in attendance is CEO of the South Australian Forest Products Association, Nathan Payne. He says his industry is particularly prone to disasters such as bushfires.
It is a very significant issue for us, so getting better prepared, mitigating those risks and having recovery plans in place is vital to ensuring that in the event of an unfortunate disaster, we can make sure that we've still got log going into mills.
Watch out for cold or flu-like symptoms or a rash. That's the warning for people who are travelling or have travelled to Adelaide following the detection of a measles case, the second in 2 weeks. But Dr. John Williams from the Australian Medical Association says measles is totally preventable if people are vaccinated.
Just a reminder of how important, you know, to our community the public immunisation programs have been in preventing this as a serious disease over the past many years, and it's just a bit disturbing to see it reemerge.
Taking a look at sport and in basketball, the Mount Gambier Pioneers are about to get their NBL 1 South season underway. Men's coach Richard Hill says they're in good shape heading into a busy couple of weeks.
We've got a road double this weekend with Sandringham and Waverley, and then we're home for another double Saturday, Sunday next week. So we've got basically 4 games in 8 days.
The Pioneers women will also play this weekend. They too are facing Sandringham and Waverley.